Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio national correspondent. You know, Rory, you're going to give us an update because I'm listening to now more talk about the DOJ or the, the judge. It feels that maybe Trump misled his lawyers intentionally on classified documents, or now the Manhattan DA on the Stormy Daniels. Regardless of the merits of any of these things, if the goal of some of these folks is to make Trump less relevant, they're doing a pretty good job of keeping him in the news. But that's just my observation. Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Rory, good morning.
Good morning, Jack. By the way, what do you think the Fed will do? Raise rates?
Yeah, I'm on a real better, but I'd say 0.25% raise.
I'd agree. But for whatever that's worth, which isn't a whole lot. But, what these prosecutors are doing, you do wonder what the end game here is. And I think that those Truth Social posts that former President Trump put out over the weekend really did work to change the narrative. Rather than him sitting back waiting for the DA or the grand jury to do something, well, now he's in the driver's seat. He essentially set a Tuesday deadline. He set up Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to make some comments and react, which then they pounced on him as well. So, really this has now made Trump in charge of this whole story as it slowly unfolds.
Yeah, in a weird way, and I know Governor Sununu said it last weekend on whatever national show, because that's what he seems to do on weekends. He's on a lot of national media on Sunday. I think CNN, State of the Union. It's actually playing into Trump's favor because he can define this. He can brand it, he can market it, raise money off it, deepen his support with supporters, and call the whole thing a witch hunt. And he kind of puts him in the driver's seat, and they might be missing that. If that's the goal, to make him irrelevant, they might be missing the mark.
Yeah, and half turning him into a martyr in the process. So it'll be interesting to see if there's an indictment today. He's got that big campaign kickoff rally in Waco, Texas this weekend. What a contrast.
Yeah, we'll see. All right. Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio national correspondent.
Thanks, Jack.